This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There'll be a rematch in November. President Biden and Donald Trump, after their victories in yesterday's primaries, the AP's Norman Hall.
President Joe Biden has clinched the Democratic presidential nomination with a decisive victory in swing state Georgia. The win overcomes concerns about his leadership from within his own party. This Democrat voted for Biden but remains uneasy.
Given everything with immigration and also with the way he's mismanaged Palestine.
This independent said former President Trump would never get her vote if convicted of any of the charges he faces.
And if he's convicted of a crime, then no one should vote for him.
Two U.S. presidents have not competed for the office since 1912.
It could lead to a ban on TikTok, a bill that's expected to pass in the House today. Lawmakers are worried about national security. TikTok's owner, ByteDance, is based in China. There's international pressure on Israel to make it easier for food to get into Gaza. Now,
the Israeli military says an aid convoy has, for the first time, entered the Gaza Strip through a crossing in the war-ravaged northern half of the territory. Six trucks entered Gaza late on Tuesday through a gate in the border fence, carrying goods from the World Food Programme. Israel describes the delivery as a test run and says the government would review the results. Jerusalem alleges that Hamas is commandeering aid. I'm Charles de Letesma.
President Putin is warning the West Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty or independence is threatened. He says he hopes the U.S. won't do anything that could trigger a nuclear conflict. Doctors are getting some help from artificial intelligence. New AI tools are helping doctors communicate with their patients, some by answering messages. This is AP News. Now, the latest on the labor troubles in Hollywood.
Coming off the Academy Awards and months after the settlement of two big strikes, major labor struggles may be on the way in Hollywood. Oscars host Jimmy Kimmel devoted part of his opening monologue to the strikes by writers and actors.
This very strange town of ours, as pretentious and superficial as it can be, at its heart is a union town.
Kimmel thanked the workers in Hollywood now embroiled in a labor fight of their own, bringing truck drivers, lighting workers, gaffers, grips, and others onto the stage.
In your upcoming negotiation, we will stand with you too.
Also, a strike is possible in the next 4 to 6 weeks by video game actors, voice performers, stunt performers. The reason? The fear of being replaced by artificial intelligence. And talks will resume soon with the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. I'm Ed Donahue.
New car prices are down 0.1% in February. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.